Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I've had 3 hours sleep. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
Not off to a good start.
Rampage got you up early in the morning, didn't it?
Oh, boy, did it ever.
And you're excited to be there and see a film?
Yep. Had a little container of meatballs.
That's
in
exciting,
the cinema.
Isn't it? What are you
yum,
doing?
Yum, yum.
What are you doing?
It's breakfast meatballs.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's the breakfast meatballs of films, I guess. So
in a way,
I guess meatballs is the breakfast meatballs of films.
The film meatballs, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah. Quick thank you to everybody who came out to our live show on Saturday.
That happened.
At the European or Belgian Beer Cafe, one of the beer cafes.
Which the European Beer Cafe.
Well,
I'm having nothing to do with a Belgian beer cafe.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody who made that happen. Claire, Carl, Webby was on the tech.
Yep.
It went okay. Which
it
is,
really did.
Yeah, because there was a moment when it was like during it, and I was saying this to people after, if I just stopped talking, like what happens?
Yeah, right.
Do I just disappear forever?
Yeah, maybe.
Do I just shut everything down?
People slowly file out. Yeah. One person stands up and goes, apparently a lot of comedians have this fear. Like one person just stands up and goes, wait a minute. You're not funny. And they point at you and everybody goes, oh yeah. And everybody just files out.
Yeah.
My two concerns were as follows.
Yeah.
One, we make a total hash of it and people hate it. Two, we bought 50 t-shirts to sell.
Yes.
And then we leave with 48. We have to sadly put 48 back in the car and go away.
But we sold 48.
We sold 48.
Like yeah. And only a couple of extra smalls left.
Uh-huh.
Just for us.
Yeah.
Tiny little t-shirts we could put on.
Mm-hmm.
But
one for the dog, one for your kid.
That's right. That's a good idea.
All advertising all the time. But yeah, thanks to everybody who came out. Again, I'm glad that everybody who bought a ticket showed up for the most part.
Overseas, interstate, people came and said hi. Like you said, bought a tea, got a picture. Tom, a nice guy Tom, bought a book for my son, which was really nice. Got a couple of drinks bought for me.
A couple
of cool dudes, which was just, and I'd love to go through and name everybody, but...
I've forgotten everybody's name. I certainly have.
But and people send in letters that we read out on the day. It was really great.
Actually,
I enjoyed after the show just talking to people more. Because you could just be like, hey.
Oh, absolutely.
Then being up on stage.
Yeah.
I'm sick of talking to you, quite frankly.
No, that's all right.
I want to meet some new people.
I'm sick of talking. I just wish people were surrounding me and saying things about Infinity War, if I'm honest with you. Next time we should, you know what we could do? We could just do like a, just like hang out.
Yeah, well.
We'll just meet up.
I would
at
love
a bar
to do that. But I don't know, like logistically, I don't know how that works.
We just hang out.
Yeah.
Just go there.
Okay. We'll just do that.
Fun fact, there's a bar in Fitzroy. I've been thinking about this. There's a bar in Fitzroy called The Gem. We should just go there.
Very good.
And just
wreck it.
Just wreck the joint. Throw a pool table through the front window. Yeah.
And for those people obviously couldn't make it for overseas, interstate, or just...
Suffering your jocks, bad luck, idiots.
No, it'll be on Patreon in a few days or so.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, in a few weeks I'll put it up. But
on the regular feed.
On the regular feed or whatever. Because
nice.
I figure, because people paid to come out, so I figure I should give it a bit of leeway.
Yeah, you don't want our friend Camille, who came from Chicago, to see a whole bunch of Planet Broadcasting stuff, to be like, oh my God, what a nice, it was really worth it spending thousands of dollars to get here. And then he checks his feed like the next day and the live show's on it. That would be cruel.
That would be cruel. But hilarious.
That'd be funny.
Maybe
for
I should
us.
Do it. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it.
All right.
Can you move your mic a little bit closer?
No.
Can you move like that's perfect.
But I moved my face closer.
Yeah, that's
nice.
You did. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. You told me I didn't realize this. Ali Ermi died.
He did. Yeah. So I sounded very happy about that, but I'm very sad about that. Ali Ermi was like the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
So he was a real drill sergeant, and he went on. He was in Full Metal Jacket, and then he went on to any number of roles, like 150 roles in various movies and TV shows. A lot of which were like grizzled old military man.
Yeah.
Or drill sergeant. He was Leslie Happerblap in that episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, he was too.
Yeah.
He was in the movie Evil Woman with Jason Biggs and Black and Steve Zahn.
Sure. He was hired on Full Metal Jacket as the a consultant for the boot camp portion.
Yes.
Because they were like, okay, well, we want a real guy to get in and show him what it's all about so it looks real. And in order to do that, he apparently performed a demonstration on videotape in which he yelled insults and abuse for 15 minutes without stopping, repeating himself, or flinching, despite the fact that somebody off camera was pelting him with tennis balls and oranges for the entirety of it. Pretty good, right?
Incredible.
That's military.
That's my dream as a teacher,
yeah,
to get to that level.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't want to be bullied or cyberbullied.
Do you practice? I think that's something you might just be good at.
I think
like, some people are naturally funny. Yeah. Some people are naturally gifted at building a house or putting a mattress on a roof, say.
Oh, for sure.
Some people are great at just screaming at others.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
The no repeating thing is what I love.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
My favorite thing. Because anyone could just yell, you're a dickhead for 15 minutes.
Was it improv or
did he have it?
Did he have a decade's worth of insults stored up? I don't know.
I'd like to think that he went to individuals and he like pointed out flaws about them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. God, what a sight to behold. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Full Metal Jacket.
It's a good film.
Yeah, I know. But isn't the second half not as good? Isn't it like the training portion of it? That's what they say. And by they, I mean maybe they don't.
It's more that the training bit is very good.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And it's got a young Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. Before he got a big old cockroach stuffed inside him for Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
right.
Did for that, yeah. He couldn't have been that old, that guy, could he? Maybe he was like 80. Maybe
yeah.
He was. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
70, I mean, it does maybe matter, 70. Obviously. It does matter, yeah.
Okay. Now, some of these...
74.
I wasn't that old at all. Mm. Some of this news we did cover in the live show, so sorry to those
people. Oh, he's Sarge in Toy Story.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, little army man. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the warden in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, that I knew.
It says here John House in House.
Yeah, John House.
Oh, because House's dad.
John House.
I
wish his name was John House.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, man. People would be trying to put mattresses on you. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
But no, some of these news stories we covered in the live show, some of them I've taken out and put them back in.
Some are going to be weirdly dated when you finally listen to the live show.
Yeah,
but
just
remember when you listen to it, it was a different time.
It was a
more innocent time.
Yeah, man. It was... Mm. It's hard to even get yourself back in the mindset of it. You know what I mean?
Boy, do I. Yeah. This room feels so empty without 200 people in it.
200 people is a... There's a lot of people in a room looking at you.
Isn't it, though?
Did you notice that?
Yes, but because there were stage lights,
yeah,
I could only really see the front row.
That helped a lot.
I think the odds of us freezing up and just leaving would be greatly increased if we could see everybody in the crowd.
Yeah,
so I'm glad
absolutely.
We couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. The Meg trailer was released. Something I'm very excited for.
Are you, though?
I'm so excited. I'm not being... This isn't some bit. This isn't some hilarious bit, Mason.
Yeah.
I'm not building to anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm just excited.
So weird.
He's fighting a giant shark.
But it looks bad.
No.
Is it a shark?
Yeah, it's a megalodon. It's a bloody megalodon.
Oh, yeah,
you
right.
See it?
Yeah, and I saw it.
It says, and there's a giant octopus and you think that's bad.
Yeah.
But then there's a megalodon. So good. I mean, it won't be good, but it might be. It could be great. They don't make movies like this anymore that aren't just...
Movies for stupid people.
Yeah. No, they make plenty of those. No, I mean, in terms of the giant monster movies like this.
Yes.
That aren't just some asylum garbage.
But it looks like some asylum garbage. That's the thing.
But it's not. There's some good visual that isn't this. I know you were like, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And there's that title sequence at the end where the shark comes up under the water that doesn't really look too good. Like, I understand what you're saying, Mason. Uh-huh. But that bit where it's in front of the little girls in the underground yeah. base and it bloody
okay.
chomps onto the window.
But that underground base looks bad.
It's an underground, underwater base.
Yeah.
That's what I like
it looks,
about
it. Look, all of it looks bad and it's like, geared, there's a bit where the giant octopus grabs onto the thing and there's a big thing that pops up and it says pressure warning, yeah. just in case you don't get the fact that you think maybe the octopus is giving it a hug.
Yeah.
No, we need a big flashing red sign to let everybody know it's dangerous.
I love that.
It feels like a movie for real dumb people.
And that's why I like it.
Good. Great.
You're not a Statham fan?
I am a Statham fan, then but I'd rather him mouth. Punching real people than fighting a CGI giant.
You don't think
shark.
He's going to be punching real people in this? You think there's not going to be some kind of government agency
there'll
coming
be a
in?
Government agent or there'll be a corporate stooge.
Yeah.
A fat cat
who just wants it for research, but he just wants to cut its throat.
He wants to sell it to investors or something.
What is fascinating about this is he
wants to get its DNA and make an army of megalodons.
Yeah. Half shark, half man, half megalodon. Yeah.
Half Statham, half megalodon.
It's too much.
But imagine how smooth it'd be.
It'd be so smooth. Oh.
Well, actually, it'd have a very smooth head and a very hairy body. So they'd have to shave. They'd have to breed these cloned Statham megalodons and then shave the body. So they were
maybe they keep the body dynamic. Shark and just the top of its head Statham.
Yeah,
maybe that's how you do.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah, boy.
Imagine
would
a little kid in an underwater base looking out and seeing a giant, water breathing Jason Statham coming at you. That'd be cool.
But there's even a moment where Jason Statham's like, we have to kill it. That's not something you... I mean, I know it's dangerous, but if that really one of them showed up, you wouldn't be allowed to kill it. That's like chopping down like a 100-year-old tree.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's fun to me.
Yeah. This movie is going to... It could be, if it's self-aware enough, but not too self-aware
enough,
it'll be okay and good. But if it's not self-aware at all, or if it's snakes on a plane self-aware,
I want that.
Terrible.
I want Deep Blue Sea.
Okay,
that's what I want.
Right. Okay.
I want an LL Cool J rap in the credits, which there may have been for that. There's like shark.
Deepest Lewis, my hat is like a shark's fin.
That's right.
I do remember it.
Yeah, remember Thomas Jane was doing like water gymnastics to get around a shark. Do you remember? So good. Such a good film, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's another trailer, though, which may even result in a better film, and that is that of Incredibles 2. Trailer number 2, potentially, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is,
There's been some bits and pieces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But a bit more of the story. Uh-huh. Mrs. Incredible, or... Did they call her Mrs. Incredible?
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl, that's right. She goes out in the... She's crime fighting, and he's stuck at home with a bloody kids, mate.
Oh,
can relate.
Oh, sound like anyone we know?
Oh,
it's you.
Yeah,
it's you.
But
he's gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
He's just haggard looking. Just hasn't shaved in a while.
He's not following any dreams of his own.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just stuck. But this looks great.
It does, doesn't it?
It looks really good. I'm really excited for this.
Any speculation as to why Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible are back in their old costumes?
At which point?
Before.
Oh, when they're fighting the mole man?
No, but they're old costumes. Mr. Incredible's back to his blue on blue costume.
Yeah, right.
Elastigirl's back to a white costume, which is pre Incredibles 1.
Yeah, right.
When
they
were single and free and easy.
It's a good question.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Because obviously they get the new. Maybe they. I don't know.
Maybe
they get them torn up in a battle, but then
they're indestructible.
And we see her costume later. The daughter puts it in the
garbage disposal.
Yeah. Jack's got all his powers as well.
Yep,
he's a weird fire breathing monkey laser.
There's a moment where Jack and what's the name of this fast kid? Is it Buzz? He seems like a Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah,
I think it. Oh, what is
I
his
think
name?
It's Buzz.
It's not Buzz, but yeah.
But anyway, they're running through a series of portals. Is that Jack doing that?
Potentially, but I think it might be also Violet who does the
invisibility.
Might be able to do that as well.
Oh.
I'm if her powers are developed.
No, that's good
because it feels like that
teamwork.
Because kind of
that's the three Incredibles kids teamwork, which
exactly.
I like a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm just looking for this Dash.
Dash, there we go.
Dash.
That makes more sense.
It does make... Yeah, and this... It's not really clear on who's the villain. It could be that Bob Odenkirk guy.
He
looks exactly like Bob Odenkirk.
He does, they just
went,
nail
yeah,
that.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've got that guy as a guy who wants to rehabilitate the image of supers.
Mm.
But then we also have the masked villain who could very easily... Bob Odenkirk's character could very easily fit in that suit.
That's
so.
It. And he's got some kind of hypnosis... technology or something.
Pretty good.
Could be bloody... What's the villain from the last movie's father, I guess.
Yeah, syndrome.
Syndrome or whatever, mm-hmm. potentially. Yeah. But, and there's, what else is there? There's some, and it's got this Sam Jackson.
Frozone hates his wife again. His wife. Just divorce, you guys. Yeah. Come on.
I see where she's coming from.
It's a dangerous occupation.
But I don't think that's why she's annoyed. I think she's just like, he's not around enough. Mm. But like if there's like a giant squid monster attack in the city or whatever, or
do
a megalodon.
We see her? We see
no,
her.
No, she's off screen, just yelling at him.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Just throwing shade, mate.
Yeah, right, okay.
But yeah. It's been, what's been, 2004, I think was the last one. So it's been quite a while.
Uh-huh.
But it's, they've done that thing which Pixar are really good at doing where they update the visuals, but it's not too much.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like there's obvious improvements, but it's not, doesn't deviate too much from the designs. Good.
The action sequences look good as well. Elastigirl's jumping through windows and riding a motorcycle, jumping off and onto a helicopter.
Do you reckon the motorcycle's elastic?
No, I think it's just regular.
But is it indestructible?
No, I think it's just regular.
Do you think she could like go around a lamppost and she'll use her hand and she'll go around a lamp and she'll take a corner real quick?
Yes.
Like Batman 89 does with a harpoon gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jazzed for this, Mason.
It's an homage.
It is a homage.
Great movie.
I'm not... Hmm. I don't mind saying so.
Speaking of, and we always say that The Incredibles is the Fantastic Four movie we've never gotten.
Can you move your mic a little closer? I don't know whether you're moving away or your mic's moving away.
Let me turn
the whole...
Your house is flooded and the couch is slowly drifting away. That's what's happening. But anyway, a lot of people say, oh, the Incredibles is the Fantastic Four movie we haven't gotten yet.
Correct.
I was going to say, apparently this week, John Krasinski is retweeting a lot of Marvel accounts who are being complimentary about his movie, A Quiet Place.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a lot of Chris Evans and a lot of Marvel stars. Being like, I saw A Quiet Place and I really liked it. And he's like, thanks, pal. And a lot of people who...
A lot of people who
follow this sort of stuff religiously are like, you know what that means? He's Reed Richards. They're bringing him in.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think it will happen? Do you think he's a good choice?
I think he would be a good
choice. I think he's a good choice too. Yeah.
Because
I know he's...
Plus they can fix his face in post because he's rubber.
Fix his stupid face.
Yeah, fix his stupid face.
No, but there's a story he tells on late night where he tried out for Captain America.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he puts on the costume. Uh-huh. And he like looks himself in the mirror and he's like, I could do this. And then apparently Chris Hemsworth walked past.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, mate. And he's just like, I can't do this. I'm not. Yeah, right. I'm not in that league. So, yeah.
Where were they hanging out? Well, at the costume shop?
Did they come out the same year, those movies? Thor and...
Yeah, maybe.
The first Captain America? I think they might have.
Well, they could have been... filming and screen testing in the same year anyway.
You better believe it. Yeah. Right. Do you think they make them kiss in the screen test?
Almost certainly,
good.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
We got to prepare for every eventuality.
We talked about this in the live show, but Westworld Full Spoilers was teased on Reddit.
Now, how did this come about again?
Okay, so the creators went online on Reddit and they said, if this gets 1,000 upvotes, which is not a lot on Reddit,
no,
then we will release... a video that details all the major all the major talking points from Westworld season.
And it got 1,000 upvotes.
Yeah, very quickly.
And then what happened,
James? They released a video and the first couple of minutes is actually highlighting what seems to happen. Like Bernard wakes up on the beach and there's that weird robot massacre at the end of last season or whatever happened.
Yeah.
I got to actually go back and watch some kind of recap for that. But, and then it goes into a Rick roll. So the lead actress from it is singing an old-timey version of Never Gonna Give You Up.
That's very fun.
And then it's a dog sitting at a piano with ominous music.
Keyboard dog, as we've discussed.
So, and the reason I thought it was interesting was because, I mean, great prank for one.
Good job,
obviously. Mm. But a lot of effort into it, to be fair, as well. But,
that being said, is it... Could the Rickroll bit, could that be in an episode of the show anyway?
No, because the lead actress, she's got like her real life short hair.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Because the show, for anybody who hasn't watched it, is sort of renowned for having modern day songs reinterpreted on like the whorehouse piano.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
The whorehouse piano.
I'm familiar with
it. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. But so I thought...
It's the name of my band, Whorehouse Piano.
Do you need a guitarist?
Could do with a triangle player. How are you on the triangle?
That's way better. I can do that.
So absolutely. Good.
Yeah. But no, what I thought was interesting about that was I wouldn't have watched these spoilers, but it might be an interesting experiment to put something like this out for another show and then just see what happens because it takes the guessing element out of all the speculation videos. Like
are you saying real spoilers?
Yeah, real spoilers.
Wow.
just to see how that would go. Because I think...
I think that would ruin the internet.
Yeah.
I think what would happen is people would then wield that as a weapon against people who don't want to see spoilers. Like, if they were like, listen, here's all the plot points.
Yeah.
And here's all the major deaths or whatever.
Yeah.
People would just be like, hey, I've seen all this information and I'm going to blackmail you. You don't want to hear about it? Well, yeah. I'm going to blackmail you for in exchange for whatever.
Which is what happens when a season of whatever gets leaked or Game of Thrones books were ahead of the movies.
And yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But as I said in the live show as well, maybe they should just do it on something that I don't care about.
Yeah.
Just to give that a go.
Yeah, right.
I know. I just think it would be an interesting experiment for what it would kind of do to the hype surrounding a show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not a good idea, but... Yeah, it's just a thought.
But hey, do it on a show we don't care about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of shows we don't care about, you got a Gotham?
Oh, we can do that now. Yeah. Okay. So this was news to you the other day.
Yes.
Did you catch up on the clip by any chance?
No, I didn't catch up on the clip. Again, 3 hours sleep.
The seasons have been building towards Jerome being the Joker or taking on some characters.
So a young kid. And was he one of the characters who auditioned to... Did he audition at the nightclub? Because remember, they were very early on.
Yeah.
There were a series of entertainers Fish Mooney's nightclub and being like, "I'm a crazy wacky japester. Yeah. You might call me the japester or whatever." And they're like, "No, move on." And some people were speculating that
one of them
they were auditioning people, and one of them, maybe the one that the audience liked the most, or one of them might become the Joker failed entertainer.
He was a kid, and he was the illegitimate son, and he worked at a circus.
Right, okay.
And there was a murder, and he did the murder because he was really a bad bloke. And
yeah, right.
And then he dies and comes back, and he gets the smile and a bunch of other stuff. I haven't been keeping up with it. And the creators have been saying that all this points towards him being the Joker, but it's not. That's not where we're going with this.
Uh-huh.
So spoilers for Gotham. It turns out that he has a twin brother.
Right.
And
also, identical twin?
Identical twin.
Same actor. Yep.
He dies.
But so the one we've been following for months or years.
Dies, but dies. He leaves a parting gift to his brother, which is a jack-in-a-box with a special Joker venom in it.
Uh-huh.
And it turns his twin brother into the Joker.
So good.
Misdirect.
Not at all. The worst misdirect of all time. And again, you'll hear this when we talk. I'm just going to say what I said at the live show.
Sure.
Because I think this is phenomenal. That they went, okay, here's a character. We are going to develop this character. Give him an arc, if you will, where he experiences trauma and madness. And he becomes this monster in all the ways that you think the Joker might.
Nice.
And then we just throw him away and we bring in another guy and we make him the Joker by spritzing him in the face with a bit of gas. So good. What the dumbest... That's not a misdirect.
No.
Because if you missed that episode where this happens, you wouldn't even know.
It's true.
You just assume it was the same guy.
Because no,
it would make no difference.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not a misdirect.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And again, it's not even original because they did it on Smallville. On the TV show Smallville, we had one of the characters, one of the characters, Chloe, needs a love interest.
Yep.
And so she meets Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
And they fall in love.
Yeah.
And when we go, okay, well, this Jimmy, he's going to become Superman's pal and he's going to become a, you know, cub reporter and he's going to go to the Daily Planet or whatever. And he's got his little camera and he's a photojournalist. And he's a budding reporter. And then just to, you know, just have a little bit of tragedy for Chloe, they kill the character off.
Nice.
And then more or less at the funeral, we meet his brother whose name's like Robert Jimmy Olsen. Or maybe it's the other way around. I think they were like, well, you know, you knew him as Jimmy Olsen, but actually he was John Jimmy Olsen. My birth name is Jimmy Olsen. Anyway, and it's his little brother. And they're like, he really wanted you to have this camera so you could be a cub reporter.
You could be a Jimmy Olsen too.
And so they're like, okay, that's a fun misdirect. The character you liked as Jimmy Olsen actually isn't the real Jimmy Olsen. There's a different one.
Okay, so yeah, one of them is Henry James Olsen.
There we go.
And the other one is James Bartholomew Olsen.
Great.
Very good.
Okay, so I think they killed Henry.
Yeah, right.
And then
pretty good.
No, bad.
Quite the misdirect.
Bad and dumb.
They should have had
not him. Even original. Why would they... So stupid.
He should have opened a jack-in-a-box and he got hit in the face with some film developing liquid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. What and then he just wipes, he grabs the nearest thing and he wipes his face with it, and it's an Argyle vest. He's like, oh, now I know what to do now. And he puts it on and he ties his bow tie and he's like, oh, I'm Jimmy Olsen now. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, man. It's a lot to put on a person. Like, imagine if you had a sibling die and they just went, you need to just do all the things that I did.
Yeah, right.
Regardless of whether it's not, whether or not it's something that you're interested
or
in.
Or qualified to yeah. do. Yeah, great.
My brother's a firefighter. I would be the last person to fill that role.
Yep.
If something happened to him,
you'd be the guy. You'd look like when one of his kids puts on the firefighting
yeah,
gear
exactly.
for like the Christmas card.
It's really long.
It's the, long, and you can't get upstairs.
Ah,
funny stuff.
Speaking of young people doing a job that they might not be good at,
oh, is this almost? This is two segues in a row. Here
you
we go.
Believe it. The Solo trailer came out.
Sure did.
Which I actually really liked.
I thought a lot of it was dumb.
Yes,
but it's made me pretty jazzed for
me too.
For the movie.
I think you're specifically talking about the bit where he gets thrown his blaster.
He gets thrown his blaster. He's held onto this gun for like 20 years, has he?
You better believe it.
Okay.
It's a good gun. Though then when he tries another gun in The Force Awakens, he tries Chewbacca's gun.
It's a better gun.
This is a better gun.
What was I thinking? What, he never tried out any other guns in 20 years? Madness.
No, he's a man.
I guess the only other gun he would have used would have been like a Stormtrooper gun.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's
which
true.
Which are terrible
yeah.
and profoundly inaccurate. So. Yeah.
I'm sure he's thrown. He's used a lightsaber in the comics.
Oh, yeah.
So that was.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's comics, I guess. Yeah, but, nice. No, I think this is, it looks fun.
Yeah, agreed.
And there's nothing wrong with a bit of fun.
It looks fun, whether or not it is true to Han Solo, the character as we know. I think it probably isn't.
Yeah.
I think it, you know, I think they've thrown in some tropes. I think Alden Ehrenreich is a good actor, but I don't think he's particularly Han Solo-y. He's quite roguish.
He's roguish.
But I don't think he's very Han Solo-y.
His hair's settled in for me. I'm like, okay.
Okay, I get it. But I think it'll be a fun space heist story, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but and it also it leaves open. There's enough gap because Chewbacca's 190.
Yep,
and he's 200 in the original Star Wars, which means it's obviously 10 years before.
Yep,
there is gap here for films to go in between. If they want to do a sequel to this, if they want to do a Lando movie,
if they want, they kill Han Solo, and then his brother. He's just at home, and he opens the box. He gets delivered a box. He opens the box. It's the blaster, and he's like, "Hey, look, I know you just work in a cantina, but if you could take this blaster and this vest and become a renowned smuggler, and then you just see CGI Han Solo's face
right,
over the
whatever,
top,
yeah.
and then it's actual Han Solo.
Well, Han Solo has a cousin called Thrakken Sal Solo in the original books,
yep.
and he's like, he's Han Solo, but he's fat." So
nice.
Maybe that's
he's the Mycroft Holmes to
yes.
Han Solo's Sherlock Holmes. That's fun.
That's it. But he's also kind of evil, and he shows up after the original trilogy. And because Han Solo in Legends,
yes,
they've probably changed this, though they've kept the street orphan kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
He's from a rich Carillion bloodline.
Yeah, right.
Like he's not royalty, but he's something.
Okay,
he's some kind of fancy pants boy.
Right. Okay.
But he didn't.
I don't like that.
He didn't live that life.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I'd much rather that he came up from the dirt.
I agree.
Like you,
not everybody has to be from a fancy pants
royal bloodline,
yeah,
mystical.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But
because it just why are you smuggling? Just use your trust.
Oh, maybe they got tricked out of it, his parents died or whatever.
Okay,
it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Okay,
yeah.
fine, all right.
Yeah. But no, it looks like he's been on the streets with Emilia Clarke since he was a very young man,
mm-hmm.
which is fun.
It is fun.
And it also includes the character Therm Scissorpunch, which we discussed.
That's right.
Which is just a big lobster man.
Yeah, nice.
Playing cards.
Yeah. And it also features the line, "I've got a good feeling about this," which I think is fun.
Because it's different.
It's different. He's
subverting
expectations. He hasn't learned yet, you know?
Really?
You know?
That also speaks to the theory that it's not the original Han Solo.
That's right. That it could. This is just a decoy Han Solo.
That's it.
God, wouldn't that be fun?
I saw an interesting interview with Donald Glover where he's talking about where Lando's at this point.
Uh-huh.
And he's not rich, even though he kind of, you know, he's building this kind of...
Even though he's got a great cape.
He's got a great cape,
mm-hmm.
but he's talking about how, because he's in his like early 20s, he's dressing how you think you should dress in your early 20s
yeah, right,
when you don't really have a lot of money. And he's like, he hasn't figured out his facial hair quite yet.
Yeah, right.
Like his look's not quite there.
Yeah, I get it.
Which is, I think, is fun.
That is
also
fun.
It's got a 2 hour and 15 minute runtime. Because
seems long.
Everything does.
Seems too long.
Yeah. Do you want more Star Wars news or less Star Wars news?
How much more Star Wars news do you have?
A little bit more.
Okay, I'll take more.
There's rumors that Yoda will be again appearing in Star Wars, this time in Episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think that bit went over really well with audiences.
Did it? The Yoda bit. People hated it.
No, a lot of people thought it was their favorite bit.
Wow.
I thought that puppet looked weird. Like, I like that movie a lot, uh-huh. but it didn't... That's something about the mouth, I don't know. But it was a fun little moment, I thought. Did you enjoy it, or were you like...
I liked it. I liked most of the stuff in that movie.
Yeah, right.
And I'll never be swayed.
I watched it last week, or whatever. Oh, yeah. I really liked
all,
it again.
Not all whatever. Tell me specifically when you watched it.
Okay, Tuesday, maybe.
Nice.
But no, I really enjoyed That'll it do. Again. I think also, like, there's definitely bits of it that aren't as good as other bits. But
yes.
On the whole, fun.
Mm.
And good.
I agree.
Mark Hamill's also said he's not really interested in returning to the Star Wars franchise, though there's speculation that he'll be a ghost and whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because he said that, because Carrie Fisher's gone.
Yep.
It's not really his kind of film anymore. Like, Harrison Ford's dead, not in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The all the old guard are gone.
Yeah.
So leave some space for the new people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're just being side characters to Luke Skywalker,
yes,
they don't have a chance to grow and become proper characters that people will like.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of people like them already.
Yeah.
But some people do not.
Yeah, that's it. But
just give them no choice.
That's what...
don't just give people no option to just wait until Luke Skywalker's on screen again. Be like, put that in the opening crawl. Luke Skywalker, definitely dead. Not coming back.
Not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I understand that. Because, like you said, it's not really his... You know, his time has kind of passed in a lot of ways. And you could do, like, some flashback sequences. I would like to see him again. Pop up in something. But I understand why he wouldn't want to. It's like when you... You know, when you go back to an old job and you visit the people you used to work with or whatever. It's not the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What if...
Okay, I'm listening.
What if...
I'm listening.
Remember the bit right at the start of The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
He throws the lightsaber over his shoulder.
I remember that.
Goes down the hill.
Mm.
And then... His brother.
Twin brother?
Just twin brother just picks it up and he's like, ooh,
this feels all
this
right.
is pretty cool.
I've got two hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
well,
good.
There is that Bigger Luke theory.
That's maybe it's Bigger Luke.
You subscribe to the Bigger Luke theory?
He emerges from the waters. Yeah, great.
50 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Picks his teeth with the lightsaber.
yeah.
Great.
Good things. Do you think there's going to be... Where do you think that lightsaber thing is going to go? Because his lightsaber's broken.
Yep.
Do you think Rey's going to make a staff lightsaber?
I hope so.
Where's that going?
What do
are
you
they,
mean?
Are they going to do a staff lightsaber or not? I've been saying it for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if she just builds his lightsaber back, why break it? You know?
That's true. Yeah, exactly. There's no point.
Yeah.
How do you want the staff lightsaber to be configured? Do you want Darth Maul style?
I want like a pipe.
What if it's like 6 feet long?
Yeah.
And there's like a 3-inch lightsaber at each end. It's mostly staff.
It's mostly staff, yeah. No, I want quite
How about this?
Yeah.
Solid ends, lightsaber in the middle.
How does it stay together?
I don't know.
String? Is there a string in the middle? Like a nunchuck?
No, she has to align it very carefully.
Okay, gotcha.
It's like fixing an antenna on an old TV. If you don't get it perfect, it doesn't work. She doesn't line it up, it doesn't fire up.
Yeah, look, I'm fired up for that.
Yeah, cool.
I'm definitely excited. No, I'm thinking more...
3 bits.
just to make it even more complicated.
She might need to hold it in the middle, so...
She needed like a Dexter Jetster to help out.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want like a long handle.
Yep.
And then a blade about the length of the handle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe a bit shorter.
That seems just like a big lightsaber.
It is, Mason.
Make it look really teeny
like
tiny.
Like a pike!
And she's not... She's quite teeny tiny in real life.
Like a pike, Mason.
Yeah, no, I don't
Look what
like
I'm
it.
Doing.
Yeah, no, I reckon Darth Maul... Big lightsaber.
Yeah, I'll take a double lightsaber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Mm. How about this, though?
I'm ready.
Because, you know, in the Force Awakens poster,
yeah,
it looks like she's holding the staff,
yeah,
and the lightsaber is alongside it.
Oh, okay.
What about that? Like, it looks like a...
What's that weapon called?
Don't know. But it looks like a... You know, one of those cheese slices?
I was going to say cheese slices.
It's got the metal bit, and then it's got the long wire.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Like, it's a full staff,
yeah,
but alongside is the lightsaber blade.
It seems like a recipe for getting yourself cut in half.
Yeah, but she's good at it, though.
Yeah, I guess she is.
And it's fun.
But you'd have to always deflect on the same side.
But she's good at using a lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
In a way, it's not real, so they could do whatever they want.
I didn't even think of that. You brought something to light, which not many people have considered.
Cheese slicer weapon. That's what I'm going with, because that's what it always looked like on the poster for me.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's not what
not
it was.
A cheese slicer. Yeah. You know what I thought was interesting about rewatching The Last Jedi as well? You know, there's the bit where she beats Kylo Ren in the first one.
Yep.
It's like, how is that even possible?
Uh-huh.
Even though he was shot.
Yes,
and
sure.
He'd been like winged by Finn with a lightsaber. That it went in the Praetorian Guard scene.
Yes,
he. I fairly certain kills more than she does.
Yeah, right.
Like, she's struggling with one and he's killing
three at once. You're right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, I'm sure it'll change by the time the next movie comes around, but he is more skilled than she is.
Yes, for sure.
Which I thought was interesting. Mm. But without being like, my powers are more, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
You remember the Dooku speech?
Yes.
Should we have a rock throwing competition or a lightsaber fight, Yoda?
Oh, let's do both, and then I'll compliment your skills on the rock throwing, and then maybe we'll settle this with light. Shut up! Just do it or don't do it. God, the worst thing.
It's the worst thing. Here's another thing that's the worst thing. Now, I don't know where we're at with this, so we've got to kind of be careful in terms of the information that's been out. But there's been rumors and evidence kind of presented of elder abuse towards Stan Lee.
Right.
And we're going to talk about this at the live show, but it's kind of like, that's not a fun
thing
to bring up and tackle when you're sweating profusely under hot lights already.
Hey, everyone. Round of applause if you love Stan Lee.
Woo!
Woo! Well, buckle up.
But, no, there seems to be evidence, and I've watched a few videos where, in terms of like who's in control of his money, is he feuding with his daughter? Who's, you know, his estate? Is it all going to him? Is he being dragged to convention to sign things? Because I saw footage, and they're just throwing things in front of him, and he's signing it, and they're
away.
And they'll be like, "Oh, you've just done a circle on this one. You've got to write your full name." And he seems a bit kind. I mean, he's 95.
Yeah, for sure.
So of course you're going to have some kind of confusion, you know, with that. And then he released a video though that was very like, I'm fine, and if you attack me, I'm going to sue you the pants off you unless you print retractions. But also had copy.
Do you think he's going to sue the pants off us?
I hope not.
Yeah, same.
I'm not. This is all speculation.
Yep.
I'm fairly certain nobody important listens to this.
No.
Except for all our great listeners.
Great
Mason.
Listeners, the real executive producers of the Marvel movies.
Correct.
All the listeners.
All the listeners. But no, and it says like copyright of the guy who, on one of the guys who's involved, who's close to him. And that's kind of a weird thing that, why are you copywriting this video? That's just him just being like, hey, everything's fine.
It's that's true.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily say anything either way. It's a very bizarre situation.
Maybe they want to monetize like some of the phrases he used in it. Maybe I'm fine is his new catchphrase. Excelsior's wearing
that's
out.
That's my catchphrase.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
We'll put on a t-shirt?
Please.
Okay.
It's I'll put a question mark. I'm fine. Like there's a little bit of
ambiguity. Yeah. I'm fine. ... Question mark.
Yeah.
Little question mark. Okay. I get it. Okay. We can do this. And you've got a sad face.
Yes, that's right.
It's not the goat guy.
No.
It's your sad face.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess we'll just see how this unfolds. And also he's 95. So he could die soon.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and I don't like saying that obviously. And what's that going to open up? You know what I mean? And there's also been allegations people leveled against him about like sexual abuse.
Harassment
and it's a shit show.
Yeah, so, it really is. Yeah.
So we just kind of have to see how this plays out. Yeah. Oh, no. I've got another story about a weird, bad thing. TJ Miller. You're familiar with this. Your best mate, TJ Miller.
He's not my best
mate. No, you love everything
I've
he's
never
ever
met
done.
Him and I...
You enjoy every aspect of his life.
That's not true.
Personal or professional.
No, I hate all of that now. I hate all of it.
But he called in a bomb threat, a fake bomb threat on a person he might have been having an argument with, it would seem, on a train because he was drunk and getting quite agitated. And
thought,
this is how I'm going to get my revenge on this person, calling a bomb threat and hold up hundreds of people and waste the time of emergency services and lie and just be a prick about everything.
Yeah, right, wow.
Yeah. And there's been a whole lot of weird stories about him coming out as well, you know, about past like allegations, former girlfriends or people who knew him and that he's denied. He was let go from Silicon Valley for reasons that aren't entirely clear, but it mostly seems that he was becoming difficult to work with, even though he's really good in that show. But also because of the false information that he gave to investigators, he's had to post a bail of $100,000, which I'm sure it's probably not that much.
And also, I don't think you have to pay the full amount.
Yes.
I think you have to pay like 10%.
Or okay, right.
I mean, I couldn't cover that. Like, if you get arrested for something, I don't have $10,000.
Can I? What if I don't get arrested for something? Can I just have $10,000?
Guess I could pay you. I guess I could pay you in installments.
Very good. Yeah. We'll sell some more teas.
Oh, yeah,
that?
Cool. Great. All right.
But, and this came up at the live show as well, there was an unironic mention online, and I wish I knew who it was, that because Deadpool 2 is just around the corner and he plays a role in that, to recast that, reshoot just those scenes with Christopher Plummer in the Weasel role, like they did for Kevin Spacey and All the Money in Kevin Spacey's World.
Yeah, right. Cool.
And I think that is the best idea anybody's ever had. And they should definitely do that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I think he should be the go-to guy now.
Yeah. I
need to tell you something, though. I'm not really sure who Christopher Plummer is.
He was in Sound of Music. He was in the movie where he's Ewan McGregor's gay dad, and he comes out and he's like, I'm 90, but I'm gay. And Ewan McGregor's like, cool.
Oh, yeah, cool gay dad.
Cool gay dad. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cool with my gay dad, starring Ewan McGregor.
That's right. But no, he's great, and he's a great actor, and he hates the Sound of Music.
Yeah, right, right.
Because of, no, he's 192. He's 88. Wow, this dude is getting on. But Christopher Plummer in that movie where Kevin Spacey played that character is a way better choice. Because Kevin Spacey, old man makeup is, I've never seen a good example of it.
No, absolutely not.
It's always the worst.
Yeah, right.
I think there's the probably
it's
closest.
Just Billy Crystal in The Princess Bride.
Exactly.
Never gotten
any
better.
That's exactly it. And I think probably one of the better examples is Hayley Atwell in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but she's getting on a bit, isn't
she's
she?
Getting on
she's
a bit.
Like 35.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But that's like a CGI situation.
Yeah, exactly,
you know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But anything with their just put old man makeup stacked on Leonardo DiCaprio.
And I also think, also just to be clear, Hayley Atwell's not old in any way. I'm sorry that I said that.
How dare you?
Didn't they also put a soft filter on that, I think, as well, maybe?
They probably did, yeah. Oh, he's in Dracula 2000. That's what you probably know him from.
Yeah.
He's in National Treasure.
He's in
Must Love Dogs.
I guess I could just look up a picture of Christopher Plummer.
You could. Have you seen Man in the Chair?
No.
What about Emotional Arithmetic?
None of those things, no.
He's in the movie Up. He's Charles Muntz. There you go. Yeah. That's a good one.
So animated.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Beginners. That's
I know Christopher Plummer. Yeah. Yeah,
Beginners
okay,
is
great.
The one where he plays Ewan McGregor's gay dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look at young Christopher Plummer.
He's so handsome.
So dashing.
What do you like about him?
He's got a little bow tie on, but he's also got a little medal. Probably for services to being dashing.
What else we got here? Oh, I thought this was very interesting. The most profitable piece of entertainment of all time.
I'm going to guess what it is.
Oh, please do, Mason.
GTA 5.
You got it in two goes.
Yep.
The first time I asked you, you didn't get it.
At the live show. And I didn't even think of a funny answer. I just sat there and drummed my fingers on the desk.
Because it's one of those situations, though, where you have to think of all media. So how do you narrow that down?
If you'd said it was not a movie, that was in the back of my brain.
Sure,
I think I'd read that recently, so maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, movies? Is it Black Panther? It can't be Black Panther. I'm like, is something overtaken Avatar or Titanic or something?
Yeah.
GTA 5. How much money's it made?
$6 billion.
Wow.
Of a budget of $265 million.
Wow.
Which is obviously a bigger budget than you would put in most movies. Even the biggest budget movies don't get near that
a lot
of the time. But by comparison, the original Star Wars has made $4 billion.
Now, when you say GTA 5, $6 billion, does GTA 5 contain microtransactions and...
Not loot boxes, but I think it does have DLC and stuff.
Okay, right.
Purchase.
So it's not just GTA 5, the game. It's like DLC and extra missions
and
stuff.
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that also, for the original Star Wars, that would include re-release and home release. And,
right.
I assume. But we're not talking anything superfluous to that.
Yeah, right, okay. Good on them.
Good on them, yeah.
That would be including world, Avengers worldwide box office would include the novelty cups you get at the cinema.
Yes, exactly, yeah. But I just think that's really fascinating because it sold something like 90 million copies. It's not the most, it's not the biggest selling video game of all time. I'll be it's behind Tetris and the original Mario and maybe a couple of other things, but that is incredible. It's also like a five-year-old game. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, everybody, I have a copy of that. I've barely played it, but I have it.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just one of those.
That's how things. They get you. Yeah, did you buy it on Steam?
Actually, it came with my PlayStation.
Oh, right. Okay.
But and it's a great game. But I moved and then I stopped playing it. But I should go back to it. But yeah, it's
you moved your priorities.
I certainly
to
did.
Being a cool dad.
Yeah. Mm. How's that going? Do you think?
I was gonna say I
yeah when you turned
I
up.
Drove up to your house. And you were at peak dad because you were wearing, you were walking down
Oakley
the street.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, Oakley sunglasses, t-shirt, walking shorts, runner's long socks.
I had short socks and it was a running t-shirt, I'll have you know.
You weren't running though, you were pushing a, what do you call it, pram stroller.
Yeah, a pram stroller.
Pram stroller, yeah. Exactly, yeah. But I was like, oh, that's a peak dad.
And you gave
me
the James. Bird. And I'd just been to the pharmacy because my kid's been sick and I'd just been... Not arguing with pharmacists, but I'm like, they've got, can I have the cough medicine? Like, how long has he had the cough for?
Yeah.
Is he any, so if you consider taking, give me the fucking cough medicine. I'm going to swipe everything off this counter.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was really great.
And just for the listeners, I gave you the finger and I gave your kid a smaller finger.
Yeah. Mm. He got it. But he likes you now, doesn't he?
He seems
to. He's a big fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one more bit of news.
Oh, here we go.
Then we've got an ad. Then we've got to talk about a shit film. Right.
No, we're going to talk about Rampage.
Yeah.
A film that I enjoyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we're on the same page for this
All
thing.
Right. The same Rampage.
Very good.
Mm.
That's very good.
Thank you.
The Eternals movie.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was very good. There's an Eternals.
These are the loops and connections I can make. The pure power of riffage that I have when I've had 3 hours
sleep.
Is it
riffage, is it? Not riffage-sure? I often find I do better when I'm tired. Because I just say anything.
Yeah, for sure.
What else we got here? Eternals movie. If I'm well rested and I've eaten, no good.
No good. Because all the blood drips out of your brain into your stomach.
Nah, I've got to be dehydrated and tired and hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eternals movie is in the works, apparently. For Marvel, right. The rumor. Uh-huh. Who are they, Mason?
They're
you
like,
say the Inhumans, but not if you wanted to.
No, they're closer to like a Thanos character. Like
a celestial type situation.
Yeah, not that far, but they're like sort of...
An Adam Warlocky, but not that far.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, that's they're in that cosmic pantheon where they're like they could be on the Avengers.
Yes,
some of them have been on the Avengers in the past.
Yeah.
But they're like a big gun.
And you think that's like a good way to open up more space stuff?
Yeah, definitely space stuff. Yeah.
Seems like a kind of thing James Gunn would push for.
Yeah, and it works now because they're approaching sort of Superman levels.
Yeah, right.
Which I think works now because we've seen enough cosmic villains out there.
Yeah.
That there are enough villainous challenges out there for these characters. They're not just fighting muggers or like a guy in an Iron Man suit or whatever. Because they would make very short work of those guys. So they're all, I think I said on the live show, they all have like, you know, they're all super strong and, you know, nearly invulnerable, and they can regenerate from any injury very quickly, and they can shoot energy blasts and
They all do the same thing?
They can all change shape, they can create illusions. It's like they can all do pretty much all the same things, but they all specialize in one thing or another.
Yeah.
Like one guy's super fast and one guy's
An Iron Man suit?
There's no Iron Man suits.
Okay.
And one guy can, you
one
know,
guy's
like
got an Ant-Man
one
suit?
Guy can like shoot an energy blast through a planet
one
or whatever.
One guy's got an indestructible shield.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And like I said, one guy's Eros, who has like super erotic powers.
Oh, yeah, what?
Which is very problematic. Maybe they won't have him in there.
I think they should put him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just super erotic powers.
I feel like
he can bone the best of all of them.
Yeah, he'd be
but
like
they can all bone pretty good, you know what
but
I mean?
He's the best.
He's the best at it, yeah.
So he's like, but you could make him like the Tyrese Gibson character from The Fast and the Furious.
He's an
just
idiot.
Just the joke idiot character.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They've killed the wrong people in that series.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple, they didn't have a choice.
No, but that's true. Yeah. Because Han was killed in Tokyo Drift like 8 years ago, and then they were slowly building towards it.
And I meant Paul Walker was killed in real life.
Oh, yeah, that also happened. But he didn't die in the movies,
no,
is
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying. Yeah. Mm. Mm. But you like new Paul Walker. Scott Eastwood.
I don't.
Yeah, he's the same.
He's not.
He's just he's an FBI cop and he likes cars.
No,
and he's
like
just
him.
Kind of getting to the club.
No,
and
no.
It's a bit where The Rock picks him up by his neck and
that's pretty good.
Puts him into the wall or whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, Rampage.
Yeah.
It's the movie that came into cinemas of the world over, smashing its way into
to your
local Cinemaplex.
Smashing.
You might think it had a pretty good debut with $32 million.
I don't think so.
It actually came second to A Quiet Place, which is good because that's a better film.
Yeah.
It's also on a budget of $120 million.
Ooh.
Some of it you...
They'll make that back in overseas markets, maybe.
I say almost certainly. And there's also $140 in addition to that of... just marketing,
ooh,
which is mostly probably paying The Rock to do Instagram stories about it or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is also currently, and this may have changed by now. By the way, this is going out like the second after we record this. It's so fresh.
Oh, it's so
hot
fresh.
And fresh and almost certainly late because it's it's very late in the afternoon as we're recording this.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I saw this movie at 10 a.m.,
yeah.
3 hours sleep, real good time.
Yeah, but this is the highest rated... Rotten Tomatoes rated theatrically released video game movie with a top score of 50%.
Oh boy.
This is not better than Tomb Raider.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But what's Tomb Raider got, you know?
49 or 48.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, it's a close race, isn't it?
I mean, one of the determining factors of whether this is a better film is determining whether you know what the story was, Mason.
I've had 3 hours sleep.
Yeah, but you had a good mattress.
That's true. So here we go, and I'm fired up. All right. All right. Companies making bad viruses in space.
Yep.
Genetic viruses.
Are they supposed to?
Nah, it's bad and illegal.
The government said don't.
Don't do it. But you know what corporations are like?
I do.
Dogs, every one of them.
Yeah, can't trust them.
Smash them.
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
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 Throw them out with an old couch that's got a mattress in it.
Download this movie illegally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go on.
And then the bloody satellite explodes.
Because a rat gets out of it.
Giant rat.
They make a giant rat.
And anyway, and then the genetic sample virus thingamajigos fall to Earth.
Yes.
Specifically, very close together in America.
Correct. Three places.
Yep.
And they make three very different creatures.
Yes.
Yeah, they guess they're different.
They're pretty different, yeah.
One's a gorilla, one's a crocodile woman. Just a crocodile. But I think it is a woman, because it is a woman in the game. It's called Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
And
a wolf.
A wolf called Ralph.
Nice.
And
who's going to stop him? The Rock.
Sort of.
Yep. He's going to run around a bit.
He's going to run around
All-star cast, The Rock.
Yeah. Yes.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes. Moneypenny.
Oh, yeah. That's where I remember
that's
it from.
That's Moneypenny.
Because she's always got her hair up.
She's always got her hair up. You didn't notice. And also, I think she's American in this?
Yeah.
Because she's real life British.
Yeah, you go.
American in this, yeah. And...
Because
The Rock's a zoologist, but also he used to be...
He's a primatologist.
He used to be a...
He knows gorillas.
He used to shoot poachers around the world for the...
Yeah,
for
and his special forces.
And his special forces. So,
yeah.
Good on him, I guess. That's an interesting backstory to him, isn't it? he's impossibly big for like the work that he does in this movie. It's like he'd have to work out 8 hours a day.
You'd think he would have a big old primatologist gut.
Yes, you would think that.
He's a desk jockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Now maybe he's always running around with the gorillas.
He seems to be running around with the gorillas.
Yeah.
But I would say...
And he's got a supporting cast of just young primatologists who are there for 5 minutes and then not there anymore.
Yeah, and most of them want to bone him.
Yeah, they all want to bone him, I'm pretty sure.
Bone him, yeah. But I would say, even if this is... ends up being the best rated video game movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's barely a video game movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's barely a movie. It doesn't even follow the story of the video game. It's just big animals smash up a city.
Because the story of the video game is three humans,
right? We did a caravan ogre.
Yeah, that's right. And they're...
By the way, we have the worst Avengers game you've ever seen coming up this week.
Oh, that one was phenomenally bad.
It's the worst?
Absolutely
it
the
might
worst.
Be the, yeah, it might be the worst we've played of anything.
Anyway, of anything. Yeah. Oh, tough call, but maybe. Yeah. It's up there.
But it's...
It looked promising.
Yeah.
It's no good.
But that's out Tuesday, but Patreon a little bit earlier.
I can't wait. Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ben's working on it at the moment. Nice. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Thanks, Ben. Where are we going with this?
Yeah, so it's barely the video game.
For sure.
Yeah.
Although there is a really... There's a shoehorned in... The shoehorned in video game reference is... that the head of the evil corporation has a Rampage arcade cabinet in their office.
I didn't even notice that.
There's two arcade cabinets. I don't know what the second one is. The first one is literally Rampage.
Yeah, very good.
And they called the thing...
The program they were doing.
Project Rampage.
That means that this movie exists in a universe where the game Rampage also exists. And it was probably named after the video game.
Yes.
I guess that would be...
But the three monsters that are created via Project Rampage...
By pure chance.
Holy shit. Are the exact monsters in the game Rampage.
Oh my God.
That exists in this universe.
I guess it would have been weirder if they... Because in the...
But nobody brings it up.
Nobody says anything.
If I saw that a giant lizard and a giant gorilla and a giant wolf were smashing up a city, I'd be like, oh, like the video game Rampage, a game that I'm aware of.
They even call one of them Ralph.
Yeah.
Which I guess means that they have knowledge of the game?
Maybe. Pretty weird, right?
Pretty weird.
Blown your mind, haven't I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
This is what 3 hours of sleep does. It opens your third eye, your third movie going
eye. 3 hours of sleep on a good mattress. Yeah, wow,
see things
okay.
that others don't see. Or I hallucinated it. Yeah. It might have been a coffee machine.
Well, you
it
just might have saw
said,
it.
It might have said Nespresso on it. I don't know. I mean, it was bubbling and producing a brown liquid, but that's most of the arcade games I play.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Mm. But it would have been weirder then if the Rampage game exists in this movie where they call the thing Project Rampage and it accidentally makes a gorilla and a crocodile and a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
If in this universe then that it was three people turned into those creatures, which is what the video game is.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This yeah, so I guess they've done it, haven't they?
How disappointed were you that...
Just a lot. Like, I wasn't a fan.
I meant about a specific thing. Oh, okay. But I get it. We'll get to it later, actually. It's probably in spoilers. So
can we talk spoilers about this, though? They smash up a city. I mean,
yeah,
what are you...
Yeah, that's true.
Can we just say spoilers?
Yeah. So the virus
spoilers.
Makes...
Spoilers. We're doing spoilers?
Yeah, but look, no, I will just say, look, the genetic virus makes them really...
Aggressive.
That makes them really big and aggressive, and for reasons they have to all converge on, like the corporation.
But it makes some bigger than others, also.
Yeah.
Depends how much genetic virus.
Anyway, look, I thought the smashing was pretty good.
Yeah, smashing was good.
I enjoyed
good.
The smashing.
Smashing was quite good.
They were like,
but the smashing's very late in the day.
It is a little bit, isn't
it?
Yeah. It
takes a while to get to the smashing. I loved Wolf in the Forest.
That was good, wasn't
that
it?
That was genuinely good.
Yeah.
And a bit spooky.
Yes.
It reminded me a bit of like a Jurassic Park kind of
situation. And that had a bit of Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, I thought, can we do spoilers?
All right, okay. I'm going to say best movie ever just because I had fun with it.
Worst.
I thought it was fun.
Worst.
And there was no...
Worst.
Like, there was no... It didn't beat you. They weren't like... We've got to do the genetic there was no complicated over-explaining of it. It's just like, it's very simple. Here's the genetic stuff.
Yeah.
And now we've got to stop them.
See, I thought the smashing was good, but everybody in this was thoroughly unlikable.
Really?
Including The Rock. Oh, as unlikable as he can be.
Right.
And that's why I do not give this a pass.
Huh. You didn't like it?
There wasn't enough smashing.
You didn't like the fun interactions he had with George the Gorilla?
Yeah, okay. The gorilla I liked.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But there was, but it's also a weird interaction, and there's a weird balance that's struck. That's kind of, it doesn't make any sense towards the end about how their relationship works. We can get into it. Anyway, worse.
You know what's weird about this movie with The Rock?
Yeah.
Is that he didn't have an estranged wife.
Yeah, or a sexy daughter.
Because they almost always have that.
Yeah.
He almost always has a family background plot, but in this he doesn't, because the gorilla is his family.
And they normally split up because she doesn't quite understand him because he's too much of a good dad.
Too much of a hero and a good dad, exactly. Yeah, there was none of that.
Yeah.
You didn't like the interactions between The Rock and Moneypenny?
Not really, no.
Okay, then.
I thought they were both incredibly stupid.
You didn't like the interactions between Marlon Ackerman and her dumb brother?
No.
Yeah, I hated them also.
His hair really upset me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from a bunch of stuff. He's in The Office.
Okay, right.
And she's from Watchmen, obviously.
Yeah. All right, I had fun
just
with it.
Just cackling idiots.
Yeah.
Especially her.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of... This is the guy who did San Andreas.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why his style...
Yeah, that's why I liked
things
it.
Things that he likes, I don't like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's also bits where, like, in the background, you see George the Gorilla, like, pull someone out of a building and eat them. Like, there's things like that. There's a little...
You're saying that he's morally irredeemable.
100%, yeah, which we can get into.
Look,
I can see why you could like this and why it's fun. Like, I understand because it's got...
I can and it is.
Yeah, I understand all those factors, but none of it... No, just for me, no. This was just crap.
All right.
Crap as, mate.
Crap as, wow.
Yeah, but if you want to take it as monster smash up a thing and there's running around with rocket launchers,
yeah,
there's that. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Yeah, but I think the spoilers. I think the characters in this were thoroughly unlikable and stupid and selfish. Like, there's a bit where, so Moneypenny, let's just call her that.
Yep.
She comes to see The Rock because she realizes he's got a giant gorilla by accident.
Yes,
and she's like, I work for this company, but she does. She used to work for them, and she was fired and jailed for
a crime she didn't commit or
did
something.
Commit. She did commit it,
but for the right reasons.
For the right reasons, and he's not like credentials. Any proof? Do you have anything on you that would prove otherwise?
Yeah, right.
He's just like, yeah, come and have a look at this giant gorilla. That's fine.
And she doesn't even say...
Because he's not an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It would save a lot of time, really. It's a movie that could be fixed with a post-it note with the relevant information on it. If she went, hey, listen, I used to work for this company and they made this stuff. And then they kicked me out and then I went to jail for trying to stop them or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he'd be... Then the reveal towards the middle, he'd be like, yeah, I know. We've moved past this. It's fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that he's a special forces guy and he's a pilot and he kills poachers. Like, I'm thoroughly against poaching.
Uh-huh.
100%.
Yeah.
But he tells a story of how he goes to see some poachers and he murders them all because they shoot at him.
That's not murder.
No, I understand that. You're right. It's not murder. He kills them in self-defense.
It's cool.
It's cool. But I know also in certain countries, like, and I don't agree with this, economies survive on poaching and bring people in. I mean, in this case, they were cutting the hands off a gorilla for ashtrays. I understand that. But it had me wondering, did he just kill a lot of people who would just try to survive, you know what I mean?
Right, uh-huh.
And look, I get it. You shouldn't be cutting the heads off a gorilla or
You've really introduced some moral ambiguity to
I know,
this movie
and it's
about
not even
giant
there.
Monster smashing stuff.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
You are 100% right. But a lot of this movie was also just government agents telling other government agents that you shouldn't put a gorilla on a plane. And then it's just...
I'm going to put a gorilla on a plane,
and
though.
Then it's just a sequence from the movie The Mummy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It was just... We're gonna stop the monsters at this point. When they cross this, we're gonna hit them from the sky with, and then they just run through it. And they're like, I'm a government man. I thought I knew what I was doing.
Also,
bringing in new government men to make fools of.
It made literally no sense that the Marlon Ackerman and her dumb brother who wanted to create the Rampage monsters were like, we want these monsters. So let's activate a beacon in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
To bring them here.
And then...
Do it out in the desert.
The army will...
Drive the thing in the desert.
The army will kill them and then we'll just go down and get them.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's going to be allowed?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
They didn't even seem to... I don't know whether... Because what they were doing was illegal.
Yes.
But it didn't have to be illegal. It could have just been a thing that would... I don't understand why they had to make it illegal from a storytelling standpoint.
Because that makes them more evil.
But it is, it's inherently evil, you know,
I get it.
I don't know, it just doesn't make any, Like, maybe it's a new thing that they're doing.
Look, if we're introducing...
That there's no legislation on it.
If we're introducing deep moral ambiguity to the movie Rampage, the idea being that these corporations do... It's illegal and they're doing it anyway because they know they can just pay a fine. That's why. That's why they do anything. Because they don't care.
Why is he carrying around a rat? Like, one of them's got a
pet rat? That was never really adequately explained.
So one of them gets eaten by George. Marlon Ackerman gets eaten by George. Because she's got the... And because they give her the antidote, which means he won't be as Rampage. It'll be 100% less Rampage. It'll be more just regular George.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, the Negan, what's his name? Also from Watchmen.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Do they have any scenes together? They don't.
I don't think so.
Huh. They're just probably hung out on set though.
Yeah, almost certainly. Yeah. He's just doing, you haven't seen The Walking Dead. He's just doing Negan. Yeah. Like nice Negan.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like the southern thing and the just kind of, this is kind of a situation,
pretty
isn't
charming,
it?
If you ask me.
And then he's like, okay, you can run off and run outside. I just want your laptop. Did he know that the... And then he kills the brother.
It seemed like it would, yeah.
I don't understand.
Because the brother is just killed by a falling cinder block.
What if he wasn't?
I reckon he would have shot him in the back.
Where would have he... How was he planning on getting out?
I don't know.
That building fell over.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's pretty cool, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Why is the crocodile bigger than the gorilla or the wolf?
There's a lot of questions. Why is
I guess it depends how big it was in the first place.
Why was the crocodile bigger than the gorilla and the wolf? Why did the wolf get a whole bunch of cool additional weaponry?
Yeah, like hands and wings.
It got hands, it got wings, it got...
Oh, quills.
It got quills that it could shoot out at people.
Yeah.
The other two didn't get anything, did it?
No. The crocodile had more spikes.
That's true. I guess, look, I'm willing to look away, you know, maybe they would like different genetic packages. Like,
yeah,
maybe they were like,
yeah,
well, we got to give, you know, it'd be fun if the wolf had hands and wings and spines.
Wolf does not have hands, yeah, Mason. We've established that on the show.
We've established it very much so, yeah.
Yeah. But like, I didn't mind that addition that the wolf could glide and whatever. Also, they were completely indestructible until they just weren't. So the military would just riddle them with bombs and heavy ammunition and whatever, gas canisters, and they just cruise on through it.
Yeah.
And that's not just the crocodile who's armored. The wolf could.
Yeah.
It's a wolf, essentially. Like, it's a bit tougher than a regular wolf.
Yeah, right.
But it's a wolf. And then there's a bit where it gets its head bitten off.
I mean, at least if you, like, hit it with a missile, it'd burst into flames, you think, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not fire fucking retarded, is it?
No.
But
makes zero sense.
I mean, I guess the rat was in space, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah. Did you think the animals sort of had little personalities? Like, the gorilla did, obviously, more so.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good.
The crocodile had no personality whatsoever.
You don't think the wolf had a little bit of personality?
I mean, he was wolf-like.
Yeah, it's like a wolf, I guess.
He was hungry like a wolf.
He was certainly hungry like the wolf. But yeah.
Girls on film. Duran Duran.
Yes, very good. Like, The Rock is trying to, like, at the end, it's George who's nice again, fighting the crocodile, and The Rock throws a series of bombs into its neck hole or whatever.
Yeah, it's ear hole.
But it's ear hole, sorry, and it explodes, and it's fine, but then George just spears it through the head, and I guess he gets its brain.
You need a monster to kill a monster.
I guess you do, Mason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, the they did sign together, whatever, that's me doing some sign.
Yeah, nice.
And that made sense. But then they'd also... There was moments where I think they just got lazy and The Rock's just talking to him.
Yeah, right.
And the gorilla seems to understand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's also... And as I said, there's bits where the gorilla is just eating people. And it's there. It's in the background. I saw it happen.
Sure.
It's just like the game. He smashes a hole in a window and he pulls someone out and he eats them. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he eats a woman as well.
Law of the Jungle, man.
Law of the Jungle. Sure. But then at the end... He comes good.
Yes.
And everyone's just so casually standing around him.
Yeah, right.
And also, not only is it the gorilla that everybody saw smash up a city and fucking eat people.
Yeah.
It's that same gorilla at the start of the movie, The Rock didn't even trust to get people who were specializing in that field to be like 10 feet away from him.
That's true.
And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan's just standing there and it's The Rock.
Just chuckling
away. And there's a fucking 80 foot tall gorilla
because
just standing
he's learned.
There.
He's learned his lesson.
He's still a gorilla. Still a gorilla.
I feel that's a classic monster.
I want a t-shirt that says it's still a gorilla
and it's
me yelling and pointing up at a gorilla.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Gorillas are dangerous, man.
I know.
Wow. Bloody rip your genitals off. That's what he'd do.
I've traveled. Yeah. You know that about me.
God.
Uganda. You go right up to them in the
ooh,
jungle. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Like they could snap and just pull your head off.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, this 20-foot-tall gorilla's fine.
Yeah, but I was going to say, it's like a, it's like, remember Godzilla 2014 or whenever that came out?
Sure.
There were three enormous monsters destroying the city.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla defeats them with the atomic breath. And then we see a news report that says, hooray for Godzilla, yeah, king of the monsters.
And they all clap him as he walks, yeah, into the ocean.
That's not, as far as they know, it's just three monsters fighting over territory.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So there was a lot of that. Like,
it did annoy me that at no point... It seemed at no point did the army learn any better tactics. Like, those, they sent in like helicopters and planes that were just shooting with the machine gun.
Yeah.
Those things have so many missiles and rockets and whatever, yes, on board and bombs. At no point did any of them go, oh, we should probably shoot some missiles at it, see what happens there. They just...
Yep.
It took the Rock to launch some missiles off that helicopter.
And he still didn't even kill us.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's running around with a rocket launcher and buildings are falling over and like, we've got to save the city or whatever.
It's mostly gone. I had a good, old time on 3 hours sleep. Look, let's say if you've had more than, say, 6 hours sleep,
yeah,
don't see it.
Absolutely do not.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, I
If you've had less, just grab a nice tasty bunch of meatballs and get in that cinema.
I saw a trailer for One-Legged Die Hard beforehand. And I thought I thought that was going to be the shit one. That looks way better.
Have we reached peak The Rock, where before every movie starring The Rock, we're going to get a trailer for the next movie starring The Rock?
Yeah, because he's got like two or three movies a year, so potentially, yeah. Mm,
delicious.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's hard to buy him as like an everyman because he's so enormous. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I obviously there's, you got to let some of that go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's why they also worked in... No, he was special forces and whatever, because no man should look like that.
Yeah.
It's just, maybe I'm just gel, Mason. You know what I mean?
Your toad's gel.
Yeah. Got some reviews here from people who enjoyed it more than me.
All right.
Nesta. I saw Rampage. It wasn't awful, so I guess it was best movie ever. The Rock's character should have died 10 times. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't have a game, the game is on moment. Yeah, there was no sequel set up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, or any of that.
Look, I think this director's like, no, my movies stand on their own.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, how much more
juice... Stand a big old pile of poo.
How much more juice is left in a Rampage movie or a franchise?
Mate, there wasn't enough juice for just this one.
I guess...
The sequels have more monsters.
Yeah, that's true. I guess every animal in the animal kingdom is ripe for being rampaged.
You know it.
Yeah. So, plus, maybe that rat's still alive.
Maybe that rat could be alive. Can they breathe in space?
Yeah, probably.
Who knows?
Imagine if a giant rat king arrived from space to Earth. That'd be incredible.
I wanted more Wolf in the Forest shit.
That was pretty
good. That was great. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I didn't think Joe Manganiello would be killed. He was just killed because he's kind of a famous-ish
That's
guy.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. It's from Scott.
But he's a famous guy who needs a paycheck.
That's true.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Scott Sky says, was decent. I enjoyed it when it went full Rampage towards the end. I stayed through the credits because I had a feeling, there might be, the game is on. Yeah, right. Game is on us, but
it does seem a film that would be right for that. Yeah.
But nope. Probably for the better, though. And I think, actually, I meant to get 3, but I got Scott's tweets twice.
Oh.
I've only got the 2.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah. I guess that's time for the next segment.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, it's what we're reading.
You are familiar with it.
And what we're going to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? I'm going to watch Lost in Space.
Me too.
Apparently that's on Netflix.
I've heard it's okay. It's a slow start. That's what I heard.
Look, and I've got a lot of goodwill built up from Lost in Space.
97.
Whatever the one that had Joey from Friends and Lacey Chabert and an Apollo 440 soundtrack.
I think the things that we enjoy.
And that helmet that went.
I was going to say. Those are the things we enjoy. It's got the Iron Man helmet.
Yep. Gary Oldman's in it.
Gary Oldman turns into a spider.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
I don't know, but maybe we'll watch this show.
Yeah, so apparently, be aware going in, the first two are quite slow.
Oh, okay.
So,
but it's all out there, all whole season?
I think
it's
so,
up there?
Like 8 or 10 or whatever it is. Yeah. But it looks very kind of, visually, it looks a lot like the new Star Trek series.
Yeah, right.
Which are both Netflix-ish, sort of.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Anything else?
This Friday, the new God of War is coming out.
Oh.
Can't bloody
Now, what is this? Is this a reboot or is it his kid
or
something? His kid.
So, at the end of, spoiler alert for God of War 3, which is like a
10-year-old,
8-year-old
game
or something.
Yeah, right.
At the end, you kill all the Norse gods, including your father, Zeus.
Oh, yep.
And then
Kratos. It's not a Norse god.
Sorry, not Norse god. Greek god. Oh. Sorry. All the Greek gods, because you are the god of war, but then you get betrayed or whatever, and then you kill the god of war in the first one. It's a great series of games. There's not a lot of depth to them. It's mostly get real angry, shout, smash some things.
So Kratos,
have sex with a lady in a mini game.
That's what I call a quick time event. Is Kratos an original character for these games?
Yes.
So there's no mythological Kratos?
As far as I'm aware. Okay, maybe there is someone who's loosely based off, but... I'm fairly certain he's not. But he's like a Spartan general that then the original god of war gives him some power, so he can do some more stuff. And he accidentally murders his family, blah, blah,
whoopsies,
blah. Vengeance, etc. But so this is like thousands of years later, and he's still alive. Might even be hundreds, I don't know. But he's still alive.
Less impressive.
He's got a new family, and he's more chill.
Okay,
and it's more kind of like a... It's
like The Incredibles.
It's like The Incredibles.
Yeah, nice.
So... there's much more nuance to the story, apparently, and you go along with your son and you have a little adventure together, but this time you're dealing with all the Norse gods, which are kind of like the new gods of this era. So it's a different...
Didn't you fight Thor in one of the other ones?
You fight Hercules as voiced by Kevin Sorbo.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're brothers, technically. Yeah.
Disappointed! That's the thing that he says in a famous YouTube clip, anyway. Yeah.
Very good. But apparently it's great. It's been getting really, really good reviews. So yeah, Kratos. Killing it, Mason!
I know, right?
So I'm really, really...
I want to live forever!
I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Oh.
So I can't wait to get my bloody hands on it, mate.
Sounds Kratos.
Yes.
I just said that one.
Yeah, but it still works.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Are we doing another segment?
Yeah, if you want to.
I'll do another segment. Here we go. It's happening. People saw this live.
Classic one. Boy, did that. Letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
For those who will hear and see some of the live show, because some of it was filmed until the camera died on Patreon, and then maybe later, if I can be bothered putting it up.
Nice, good calls.
Thanks. There was a moment where you'd forgotten to get the theme ready, and... all the oxygen went out of the room.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, sure.
No, it was great. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
But then people sang along.
People sang along.
Whatever, man.
It blew my mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's weird that people listen to the dumb things that we've done and said by accident. Okay, got some letters here. If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. You can also shoot an Gmail over to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or an email. You can send it via an email. And Mason... we'll quickly look at one before or during the show, and he'll have one ready to go.
I've got one ready to go.
Right now.
All right. This is from Mike Germanio.
Okay.
You recognize that name? You will in a moment.
Okay.
Hey, guys. We had a great day. That's what it says here.
Like me and you?
No, Mike. Mike and Caitlin. They had a look at a house. Thinking about maybe buying a house, and then they went to a fancy dinner, all dressed up. And then he said nonchalantly to Caitlin that we responded to the email that he sent, and he wanted her to hear it when they get in the car. They got in the car. He queued up our fake intro from last week, and then he walked around the car. He dropped to his knees. He asked her to marry me. And she said yes.
Yes!
We did it!
We did it! We all did it!
We did it! So, I mean, he did it mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it mostly with the meeting her and then the relationship and then probably...
the ring and the dinner.
The dinner and the ring, and then they got to know each other. Walked around the car.
Yeah.
I mean, she was probably sort of primed to say it anyway.
Maybe.
I mean, but maybe she was 50-50. I don't know. But
we don't know.
Turns out
she was at least 51-49.
Yeah.
Got her over the line.
Ah, tipped it right over. Yeah.
That's great news. That's really good.
Yeah.
Did they specify how long for? Because remember we talked about that in the show.
How long?
They were going to get married for.
Oh, yeah. Nah, let's see. Nah, doesn't say.
Let's assume forever.
Yeah, let's assume forever.
That's great.
That would be the best
option, really
I
good.
Think.
Good on them, man.
Yeah.
It's a great outcome.
Thanks, guys, so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mason.
All right.
Oh, wait, you talking to me?
I'm talking to everyone.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That includes me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, that's really good news.
It's pretty wild, right?
All right, this is from the detective.
Top that, every other letter writer.
You can't. We've got to cancel the segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's done.
This is from the detective.
Unless you have some Infinity War speculation, we'll read that out.
Are we doing that?
No. Absolutely not. I'm done with it. No more speculation. It's out in like 2 weeks. I'm done.
Me too. This is from the Detective Marvel on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Seems as Justice League made a loss overall if you do the math, even though Melbourne was all in.
Yeah, no, he's got the lanyard. He's got the lanyard.
There we go.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Do you see these cinematic universe attempts stopping or ever succeeding at all? Would love to hear your thoughts.
As in, besides the Marvel one?
Yeah, besides the Marvel
people
one.
People attempting to build a universe. Yes,
yeah, because obviously Marvel has done the best thing that anybody's ever done in terms of cinematic universes.
Yeah, right.
People love the Conan the Barbarian cinematic universe.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
People, they did a Red Sonja and two.
Police Academy cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Blade Runner universe, if you include the movie Soldier with Kurt Russell.
That's absolutely true.
These are all winners.
Mm.
The Mummy-iverse, I think they're technically set in the same universe. And also the movie G.I. Joe, potentially, because Brendan Fraser's character, and that is a descendant of Rick O'Connell from the original Mummy films.
Wow.
Wild so there's stuff. Been some success.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's undeniable, isn't it?
But nothing to the extent of Marvel and DC trailing behind.
I think people aren't going to stop attempting to do it.
Yeah.
I just think they're just refining the process.
Yeah, right.
I think a lot of people were like, shared universes are in, we can make a, look, we can just make one and then people just watch every single other one. You know, it's executives getting exactly the wrong message. And yes. I think they just went, we'll just make this one and we'll set it up for a sequel and everybody's, you know, it's just like printing money. But then they're like, oh, we forgot to make any of these good. And I think they're going to fine tune.
Yeah.
And I think they will keep attempting this. And we're going to get a lot of middling attempts, but I think there's probably one more on the way, like one sure. more continuous.
How do you determine, though, a cinematic universe as opposed to just a series of sequels? Like the Fast and Furious, it's a series of sequels more than it's a cinematic universe until yep. they're going to be doing the spin-offs.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking like offshoots and things like that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be
a series of interconnected films that don't necessarily relate.
Exactly. Yeah, that has to be it. Yeah, exactly.
That's another good example. I'm trying to think of a legitimately good example that aren't just sequels. Underworld, because they did a prequel.
No, that doesn't count. Other characters. Doesn't count.
And because they're not good.
The Transporter and the movie Collateral.
Oh yeah, that's okay. There you go. Very good.
We go, yeah.
Wow.
Technically the same universe.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's very good.
Is there any spin-off? Is there a Trainspotting spin-off?
No, but okay. There is a sequel. Yeah. I guess technically...
And there is, and this only occurred to me the other day. Johnny Lee Miller and Big Boy. They're both in...
Seamus Macbeth.
They're both in Plunkett and
Hamish
McLean.
Macbeth. Oh, they are too. Yeah. Do you reckon that's a prequel?
It's a prequel, yeah.
I had an example of one. I can't remember what it was. It was such a good one, though. It would have blown
your
mind.
Was it better than The Transporter and... Collateral?
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah. I think they're going to... I think what they've done... They've just learned that they need to be more subtle about it.
Yeah.
Or they need to go... I think what is just happening is, in pitch meetings, they're burying the shared universe potential a bit lower, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Or they're putting it further on the back burner. I think they're like, guys, we need to make a great movie... And here's all the points that are going to make it a great movie.
Yeah.
But obviously, here's where we could put in, where we could make it a shared universe.
I think the Godzilla King Kong thing that they're doing is off to a pretty good start.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's pretty early days.
Yeah, and because they also didn't go, and what else is out in this universe? Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's more stuff out.
They said literally that.
Yeah, for sure. But also, they weren't like... We weren't just sitting around in that movie waiting for more clues to an expanded universe.
No, absolutely not.
They built a good action film out of that, a good monster movie.
I guess Cloverfield?
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more of a shared multiverse, but whatever, man. Yeah.
I think, you do...
I'm including A Quiet Place. I'm putting it in. I don't care. Why not? That's part of the Cloverfield universe now.
But you could... you need that strong foundation, or I guess you need established characters that people love.
Yes.
But even then, that might not necessarily work super well, which is what's been happening with the DC stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, because they've got arguably the most popular characters, but it's doing less business than characters that people weren't super familiar
with. I feel that's overconfident. That is...
Thinking people are just going to see Batman.
Yeah, that was overconfidence on a massive scale, because they're like, well, Marvel did it.
Yeah.
And we're better than Marvel.
We've got better characters
or whatever.
We're off the back of the Dark Knight.
Or people will just do it because they, you know... they understand the formula and they'll all follow the formula because they're like sheep.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't go, well, maybe we need to make a couple of good ones first. They were like, again, they were like, this is fine.
Yeah.
The plot doesn't make sense, but it's fine. Look how cool it is or whatever.
I think the good way to go into it is you make a solid one to start with and you don't necessarily, you know, you leave it open for sequels, but you don't necessarily go into that. Which I think why I quite like the first Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
And I'm willing to see that go further. But if that was the one and only, I'm like, that's an okay film that stands on its own for a...
And it wouldn't surprise me also if DC springboards a new cinematic universe off any of their upcoming movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they
try
to, if Shazam like really knocks it out of the park, and people are like, they've absolutely nailed this. This is incredible.
Yeah,
I think they might just go, and also Superman and Batman are in this universe, and they recast or put, you know, new Batman and old Superman in this and make it a brighter universe and just don't say anything.
Yeah.
And don't reference the old ones or anything.
Just go.
Maybe just mention it as a joke. Hey, didn't you die once? Yeah, I did, but that happens to everybody, you know.
You know, I found from the video we did last week on we're talking about Batman, Superman and some of the answers that have come forth.
Yeah.
I forgot how pissy people get about that film.
Yeah.
People get really upset when you make fun of that film. Yeah. And again, I didn't hate it, but there's a lot of that movie that is nonsense. People must see that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or could see how somebody else could see it. I mean, I understand if you unabashedly love that film, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
I forgot that people cared immensely about
that
film.
Still, they still do.
Yeah. Good on them. It's a great film.
Yeah. Because people are always getting to the age of 14. So people are cycling in and out.
Perpetually people are
deciding it's a masterpiece and then cycling out. So
very good.
It'll never run out. Yeah.
All right, this is from Michael Howard.
Ooh.
Looks like Black Panther is going to overtake The Last Jedi's net. Oh, that's what I was going to say one more thing. Star Wars I wouldn't consider as a cinematic universe.
No.
But I guess it is.
It's a franchise.
Because they're doing spin-off films.
Yeah.
But it's not in the same way. It hasn't built in the same way that Marvel has, obviously.
And
it's completely different formula.
And it's because it's one continuous, like it's one continuous arc.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from like Rogue One or whatever, there was a definitive starting point.
Yeah.
The prequels, I guess.
Yes.
Right. And then it's moved forward in time. It hasn't been like, here's some characters in this part of the universe and here's some characters in the other part of the universe.
Yeah.
And it's,
I think it's going to become more of that. It's going to feel more cinematic
universe. Okay.
Especially after they wrap up this new trilogy and then they're just going to be mostly doing offshoots.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But yeah, it obviously didn't start the same way that that Iron Man kind of kicked off everything there. And that's
the
movies.
Oh, God damn it.
How are we so out of sync?
Because we had different amounts of sleep.
Yeah, good point. Yes,
that's how that happened.
Sorry, this is from Michael. Black Panther looks like it's going to overtake The Last Jedi's net gross by the end of the month. Don't you guys think that's crazy and great that it's done better than a franchise like Star Wars? Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I
cool.
do think it's
like
great.
It's good.
It means hopefully we're going to get like weirder characters and just more diverse films. And that doesn't mean getting rid of existing characters and whatever. You can bring in some characters that you wouldn't necessarily think would going to do well.
I also like it because I like comic book stuff more than I like Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
that's
sure,
the
yeah.
simple answer there is I like it more, so I'm glad it's doing well.
Yeah.
And I don't, we're not in the dark old days where every time you went to the movies and it was a comic book movie with someone, you had to cross your fingers and hope it was a good one because otherwise you're going to be embarrassed for like 2 years until the next one comes
out. Exactly. And you have to take down all your Spawn posters.
Exactly.
This is from Nerdmatron 2000.
Yes.
My friend and I tried to watch the infamous Uwe Boll classic Blubberella as a service to everyone. Look, I've enjoyed a lot of garbage in my time and enjoyed it, but this, if you have any sensibilities at all, just don't. So we've had a lot of requests that because we brought up Blubberella.
Uh-huh.
You brought up Blubberella and I had a minor breakdown.
You sure did.
Concerning that film and just the films of that Uwe Boll guy in general. Do you have any desire to, because people have requested that we go and look at it or do a caravan of garbage or do a commentary. Do you want to?
No,
do
I don't.
I really
don't. I think
I don't think it could live up to that
the
conversation.
Synopsis, yeah, for
I
sure.
just think that over 2 hours. I
yeah, exactly. It's going to drag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple of years we'll come back and look at
for
it.
For sure, yeah.
But I don't think
Plus, we're behind on all our other commentaries as well.
So my kid's just having a good old fun time.
We're
going to do Civil War.
We'll do a Civil War. We're going to do another Marvel universe. Yeah. I think it was between Iron Man and Civil War, but I think we'll do Civil War.
Yeah, right, yeah. I think we should try and do that this week.
Yeah, we can do that. Mm. Oh, yeah, I got time.
Good, good.
Not tomorrow, though. I'm sleeping in.
No, of course not. Nice. You got a big old mattress. Before we wrap things up, Mason, I've got a shout out here. I got this given to me after the live show on a napkin.
Physical media.
Have you ever seen such a thing?
Never.
Nick from Point Cooks is the official locksmith of the podcast. Oh. And Lucas from Germany, can't say where he's from.
You met those guys. Yeah.
Official psychologist who is not currently psychoanalyzing you, I swear, of the podcast. A likely enough story.
Mm, isn't it, though?
You say? Mm. There you bloody go. So thank you again to everybody who came up and said hi. It was really nice to meet
a bunch of people. I'd rather do that than do a live show, but there we are.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just do that.
Let's do a meetup.
Yeah. But it was
not tomorrow. Obviously, I'm sleeping in.
No, and Claire's trying to convince us to do more shows and go overseas and go interstate or whatever. But me and you are like, you love that couch, obviously.
I do love the couch. I'm bringing the couch,
and I love how the microphone seems to be edging away from.
It's just done it again. What the heck?
Yeah, but we will. Hopefully, we'll do more stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
This year or less.
Well, yeah, or next year.
I think we need to do more because I don't want to wait a year and then have to do another one and then have to worry about it for a year.
For sure,
I think I need to do more to get more comfortable.
We've got
to
get back on the horse straight away.
Correct.
Yep.
This horse being that old girl podcasting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Easy, girl. Easy. Oh, steady, girl.
Yeah. Do you want to wrap us up, Mason?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for coming to the live show. It's crazy.
Yeah.
People are there, and they've listened. They remember things from the show.
Crazy.
Wild. If you'd like to contact us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Wow.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Wow.
Where are you on Twitter?
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. Wow.
I'm also at Nick Maso at Twitter. So it's N-I-C-K. No, on Instagram. That's
I was
going to
say it. You are? I've got an Instagram as well. It's called Mr. Sunday Graham.
Love
and
it.
I don't really use it.
Okay. Well, I'm N-I-C-K-M-A-S-E-A-U.
N-I-C-K.
Yeah, it's my name.
Okay, good.
Yeah, nice. But I'm putting up all sorts of Instagrams. So yeah, maybe follow me on Instagram if you want.
I'd love to.
Good. If you'd like to support the show also, James, another thing you could do, you go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies, chuck in a buck.
Yeah.
You could go to our Amazon affiliate link, which is in the episode description. You click on that and buy some stuff on Instagram. If you'd like to purchase one of those, if you'd like to purchase an Atari Lynx with Rampage on it, see if you can find one. Good luck to you.
If you can, please, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Bloody thanks to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. We've got our t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Correct.
Not our tour t-shirts. There's three of those left.
That's
they're
right.
All extra small.
Then they're ours.
If you'd like, if you're very small.
I mean, if you really want them, we can probably mail them out, I guess.
Yeah, we could totally mail them out.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to print that one again, are we?
Probably not.
It's got a good joke on it as well,
Mason. It's got a good fun joke.
If you watch the thing.
Claire spoiled it on Patreon. Instagram.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah. Good on you, Claire. Thanks.
Thanks, Claire.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you can do that. You want to buy some teas and tobacco. We'll do a limited run of something else.
Yeah, I think so.
Eventually at some point.
Yeah.
It's about it, I think.
Okay.
You can chuck us a subscribe or a like. Yeah.
Bloody get on with it.
Yeah.
I think next week maybe because it's just before, I think it's one more week and then it's Infinity War.
Yes.
Maybe we do like a bit of an MCU bloody recap.
Oh, yeah, we could. Put it all together.
This is
one for if you've got a reluctant partner who is being tricked into listening to this every week. Maybe what we could do, could we do Road to Infinity War?
I think so.
Like what you need to know. If you haven't seen all of them,
yeah.
If you haven't seen most of them.
Don't want to watch them, but you want to listen to people butcher the narrative.
Sort of remember a lot of it. We're not watching them again.
Hell no.
Anyway, we'll put that together and just listen to that and then watch Infinity War.
Kudos to people who have been working their way through the films
just
as well.
Shotgunning.
I kind of had a vague idea that I probably should have done that, but it's way too late.
Too late now.
There's so many.
Even if I do two a day, that's probably not enough
probably
time.
Might not be, yeah.
No, it would be.
Next Wednesday. That's when I'm seeing it. When are you seeing it?
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, because it's Anzac Day. They're not screening it though. So
we have to go like regular people.
Like public plebs, mate.
Yuck.
Can you imagine?
Yucko.
Rubbing shoulders.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got a lot of emails about people who saw A Quiet Place and just people just ruining the film.
With talking and crinkling.
Shut the fuck up.
If you could.
God.
Yeah.
That's why I think a lot of this stuff should be moved to home. people's TVs are big enough now.
For sure, yeah.
You know, I'm happy to pay cinema prices or more to watch something.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
100%. Mm. My TV's big enough.
Anyway, let's not get you started on that.
Mason, I'm just getting warmed up. No, well, I have to edit this. It's so late.
It's the end of the show, James. It's your own time you're wasting. You're a teacher. You should know that.
I was.
Yeah.
And I was damn good at it. I was fine.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right, let's finish up. Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.